still alive. Cool. I'm Prince. Welcome. The one viewer, that's me, still listening to this podcast. Yeah, it will blow up. Yesterday, I saw a Joe Rogan podcast, his pilot podcast, and the quality was like that bit hot from a literal potato. And he had some few interesting talks, but if you see the video and don't know who Joe Rogan is, it might not interest you. But he recently sold his podcast series to Spotify for I think $200 million or something like that. Not a big deal, eh? So I'm just here in this sunny day, sipping on my tea, waiting for someone to come up, or just waiting till my hunger strikes me and I make a bowl of ramen or anything I can find around the house. So let's talk about life. Rest in peace. First of all, rest in peace to everyone who had their lives affected on the Lebanon blast. Rest in peace to everyone who died of COVID diseases or anything detrimental today or to yesterday or throughout the humanity. Rest in peace to all those innocent people. You deserved better. The chance of becoming a human is 1 in 400 million. No, let me repeat that. The chance of becoming a human is 1 in 400 trillion. My bad. I beg your pardon. So, you on your couch, sitting watching someone's Instagram feed and not realizing how lucky you are or how much potential you have to become successful or become happy. Now let me get back to you on that. Becoming successful or is not as same as becoming happy. If you are happy, you might not be successful, and if you are successful, you might not be happy. I want to be successful while being happy. That's what you should aim for. And I see many depressed posts by teenagers nowadays. My bad. About my life is hard, my life is this, my life is that. I don't know, they have done enough research on how much innocent lives are taken every day, how much people have their dreams scattered by a trigger or by a document or by a revenge. You are lucky. Go and know your knowledge, know your value. Just do it, know your value. Sharing a funny meme or a depressing meme on social media won't allow you to be anywhere. That's what I think. I'm not here to judge, but yeah, do whatever makes you happy. But if you are striving and thinking, why not me? Why is this person famous? Or why is that person richer than me? And you still are ignoring yourself, sulking up, or just being a couch potato. That's who I am, by the way. Then stand up and just do it. 'Cause because time won't stay by your side for long, and this uncertainty of the time we had today, if by just in case, if someone was listening to my podcast yesterday, they might not be listening it today. So I think this life of a teenager and life in 20 to your 20s and 30s is the most essential in knowing what you are going to do in life, because life doesn't end at 30. No one can have everything figured out by 30. Yes, I can understand that it might be a financial problem or family problem that you must be aware of, and must be declining the debt or something by 25, 26. I can understand that, especially if you have much responsibility from your family upon your shoulders. That can be a good, that can be a motivating factor. So you I read this somewhere, you have family to feed, not a society to impress. Because all of the people you see are fake. All of them, yes. In one way or the other, they are fake. Even my Instagram posts, I pick out the best. I don't click one picture and let's say, okay, this is fine, I'll just drop this. No. I take like 10 pictures, find the best out of them, maybe ask for my friends' suggestions. Crop it out, filter it, just filter. Many people are filtrifying their lives. And another term I would like to say is metrification. I don't think there's a proper term, proper definition of it on the dictionary or over the internet anyway, but I just made it up. So what's metrification? Metrification, as you could say from the name, metric is the calculation or just the announcement of time or weight or mass or this, that. So many people are metrifying themselves, mostly in that sector of time, also known as procrastination. So if you are, let's say I'll do this from tomorrow, or I will do this when I hit 20 kilos, or I'll do this next year, or you are just metrifying your potential and giving you that small surge of dopamine blast upon your head, that temporary blast. It's like, and later on you will do regret it, and sorts of motivational videos over YouTube, eating fucking Pringles and shit at 3 a.m. in the morning, while people who are successful wake up 1 hour after you sleep at 4 a.m. and grind their ass off and start the day. Yeah, how hard it is it? Anything can be done in 21 days. 21 days is the bare minimum you need to start a cycle. So just I'm saying is, don't judge anyone, just judge yourself first, because you will find ways to make society happy towards you, or impress your society, or impress that girl, or impress that boy, or impress anyone LGBTQ society, no offense. So I think you must work on yourself. And if someone asks the reason why I started this podcast, maybe it's too early for that. I'll say it in the episode 100. Okay, cool. This has been your boy. Peace.